Hi, my name is Joe Jackson. I'm a journalist, author, interviewer, and documentarian. I also happen to have become an interviewer purely to track down my music heroes to talk with, at least at the start of my career. The first was Leonard Cohen. The second, Dori Previn, who I'm truly blessed to be able to say became my lifelong friend after our first interview and was my mentor in so many ways. Towards the end of this podcast, which is one in my series of singles, thus named because they run for roughly 5 minutes, Dori refers to the fact that an anecdote I'm telling her about watching her sing the song Atlantis on TV in 1975 was 2 years before we met. She's referring to the fact that in May 77, myself and my girlfriend at the time met Dori when she arrived in Ireland for the first time, and we did so purely as fans to give her, in the case of my girlfriend, a painting she did of Dori, and from me, some of the poems I'd written that were inspired by Dori's songs. If you're a fan of Dori Previn, you can imagine how I felt a few weeks later when I received a letter from Dori, one of the few, she once told me, she ever wrote to a fan, in which she presented a critique of not only my poetry, but also my tendency to blame others for my pain. She wrote, "Look inside yourself, and in that way you will find your own voice." Dori Previn was right. I took on board her criticism, and when we met in 1986, I was developing my own voice as a neophyte interviewer. What follows is a clip from a tape we made after our first interview in 86. Between the time we did that interview and made this tape, she'd read an in-depth study I did of seven seminal Sinatra albums and said to me, "I would love it if someday you would do a similar psychosexual study of my life and songs." This tape was the start of that process, and there were many more. Sadly, I never wrote that study as such, though I did two radio documentaries about Dori, and in every magazine or newspaper I've worked for, there was an article about the woman. But I've 20 hours of Dori and I on tape over a 20-year period, and there will be more podcasts. Enjoy this chat about her two songs, I Dance and Dance and Dance, and Atlantis.
I Dance and Dance.
Yes.
To me, is one of your finest love songs. Oh, most personal and least personal. As I've played for countless people.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, I think it's very personal and very impersonal that other people can, you know. But I always find that the more personal I get and the deeper down I get, the more people associate with them. It's the ones that just don't go quite down to the pits that don't have as much association for other people. But when I get down in bedrock, down where the iguanas are, it's like you come out the other end and everybody's there with you. Do you know what I mean? Through the loneliness, through the isolation, through, and all of a sudden you come out and everybody's there.
Yeah. I found even the construction of that, because it stays, it doesn't have the kind of shift in focus for alternative verses,
right,
as with Scared to Be Alone.
That's right. It doesn't. However, I do go from My Books and Bikes I Bartered. That suddenly, it comes into another,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't, as Joby says, it doesn't go to the rice fields. And a friend of mine, when I wrote, what was it? Oh, Atlantis. Do you know the song Atlantis? Well, this friend of mine is a director, and Stuart Hagman, his name is, and he said he got my new album, and he set himself in a chair with, he's got speakers on the inside of the chair. It was like an egg. It was popular for a while, and he bought himself one. And he sat down with it, and I got to the bridge of, after I lie in bed beside him, it's all personal and right between the men, and all of a sudden I heard they found the lost Atlantis. And he said to himself, "Now, Dori, you've gone too far this time. You've gone too far." And then he stopped and said, "No, she will get me back safely. She has always gotten me back safely."
Back to shore.
Isn't that great? And those are marvelous things to be told. And he said, "And indeed you did. You got me back safely." I said, "Phew." glad I did.
The only thing I was thinking of it today. I've been thinking about you saying that other no the cover covers the songs, you know.
Not one. No.
I think something like that's why I'm surprised. I can see why Scared to Be Alone. Many people couldn't cope with the shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sweet Marilyn Monroe, and the applause in the background, the satire, the age, the kind of the blackness of that, as opposed to. You know?
Yeah, but do you remember what I was talking to you about the other night about how the songs take on a different connotation? Do you know, since I'm now that I'm later on and you know, and talking about Abel and talking, you know, and about hitting the head with a rock. And when I was rehearsing, I suddenly heard the line of Marilyn Monroe, "Did you ever have a headache?" And I went, "Oh my God, it's that." And I had no idea when I wrote that. And exactly. And now also, tonight, that's why I do a whole different interpretation of My Daddy Says I Ain't His Child. You know, it's a much tougher interpretation because it's about Abel.
No, just, well, yeah, that point. No, that's why I was thinking that I can't see for the life of me why many more people haven't recorded that dance. Other kind of shift might not be, you know, the way people like their songs to be linear, to be logical, and to have monothematic, one theme, one kind of feel.
And often one phrase.
And one phrase. Well, that's now. I mean, we don't talk about contemporary songs. So that to have the two, I think I can see why it might be kind of altered.
It takes a dramatic intensity and an altering of the conversation, a concentration, which is very difficult for a lot of people to do. You know, they just want it to go like that. You have to take a dramatic shift like that. It's very hard. That's what's so hard for me when I perform, to do that. You know, it's you know, you just shift gears.
Oh, I saw you do that. That song Atlantis. I saw you do it on a BBC TV program. Actually, they filmed you in California.
Oh, really?
Way back. I
mean, oh, yeah.
One of the first times I'd seen you. Oh. 10 years, 75.
Oh my God.
Harley Coakless went over to your home to do it.
That's right. Yes, there were a couple of people who came over from England and from Canada. That's right. And from Germany.
Yeah.
But I remember the English, but I don't remember the name of the person who was
there. Harley Coakless was the guy's name.
Oh, I see.
There was one of those moments on it that I didn't like. He said something to you, you seem to be the kind of woman who has many lovers. I said, oh yeah, there's a simple question.
I'll buy that, okay. If you say so, sure.
As soon as you go, send the next one.
But do you know why they were asking me questions like that? Because I was saying things in those songs that nobody had ever admitted before.
Well, it was after you had just sung Atlantis in concert. You followed up with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
A really moving version you did of it too.
I used to love to perform that song.
Well, a girlfriend of mine found that I played an audio tape made of sticking the mic in front of the telly in those days, prehistoric days. I had that. And she preferred your ending, I Know, I Know, I Know, that you caught in the live performance the true
to the
balance.
The recording.
Yeah.
Those things always grow in performance. Do you know? They do. You alter them and change them, and that is the wonderful thing about performing, you know?
Yeah.
And I yes, you're right. I did. I remember. I know what I did at the end.
I remember. I got, in fact, it's one of the few times I got the feeling that I would get from the records, came across on the telly. I just felt incredibly open to you. I just had that twist, you know, the phrase, just the phrase, whatever way you hit it, it was so true.
Yeah.
At the television.
That's
great. It was great. You know?
And that was before we met, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was 2 years before that.
Incredible. You
know?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe Jackson here again. And if you want to read some of my articles, check my website, joejacksoninterviewer.com, on which I will soon upload one of my Dorrie Previn interviews. Thanks for listening.